Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. This week, we've got a new player article. It's all about Tottenham's South Korean forward, Son Heung-min. He's been playing really well recently, and you can find out more about him, practice your reading skills, and test your football English with the quiz at the end of the article.
Yeah, there's some pretty tricky vocabulary in the quiz this week. What's a 1-2 or a feint? Find out in the article and quiz. But you're right, Jack. Son has been playing well, and I think he was the man of the match in Tottenham's top-of-the-table clash against Manchester City at the weekend.
Yeah, he was good. And as an Arsenal fan, it's difficult to say, but Spurs are looking good again this season.
Yes, it was a great win for Spurs and a first defeat of the season for Pep Guardiola's Manchester City.
In last week's podcast, we spoke about some idioms, and one of those idioms was to run away with something. In sport, this idiom means to win a competition very easily.
We asked you if Manchester City are going to run away with the Premier League title this season, and we had lots of different opinions. Some of you, like De Villiers from Spain and El Ghul in Algeria, think City will run away with the league this season. Others, like Alex in Ukraine, think that there's no way City will run away with the title. And others, like Kwesi Manifest in Ghana, think it's still too early in the season to know.
I wonder if anybody has changed their mind after Tottenham's win against City. I have. I think this season will be close again, and four or five teams have a chance of winning it, including Arsenal.
And Liverpool too.
Here are the Premier League headlines this week.
Spurs beat City 2-0 to end Pep Guardiola's unbeaten start to the season.
Yes, Guardiola has lost for the first time. An own goal by Alexander Kolarov and a nice goal by Dele Alli, assisted by Son Heung-min, gave Spurs a well-deserved victory and Manchester City something to think about.
Arsenal strike late to beat Burnley.
Arsenal are up to third place in the Premier League and have now won five Premier League matches in a row. The Gunners had to wait until the fifth minute of injury time to get the winner. Defender Laurent Koscielny got the goal to give Arsenal a 1-0 win.
Dimitri Payet saves West Ham.
Dimitri Payet scored the best goal this weekend to get West Ham's equaliser in a 1-1 draw against Middlesbrough and give West Ham their first point in five matches. Payet's first of the season was a wonderful goal. He took the ball past five defenders before hitting the ball past the keeper. I'm here on Oxford Street in London with Rich, who has been doing a spot of shopping. So, Rich, what have you bought?
Well, I've bought this fantastic Aston Villa bread press.
A what? A bread press? What on earth is a bread press?
Look, it's here. Let me show you.
Whoa, careful, Rich. That taxi nearly knocked you over. You must be really excited about this bread press. Nice. I still have no idea what it is.
It's for your toast in the morning. use the press to print AVFC onto the bread and then make your toast. Fantastic for all Villa fans.
What if you want jam?
What do you mean?
When you put jam on your toast, you can't see the writing. And you're going to eat the toast, aren't you? And you're a Liverpool fan. It's one of the most pointless things I've ever seen. Can you get your money back?
All right. I've still got the receipt. I'll take it back.
How much did it cost?
£10.
£10? With £10, we can get a full English breakfast with toast, but just butter, no letters.
We always take a look at some language in the podcast. And in the last two sections of the podcast, Jack and I used lots of examples of the present perfect.
We create the present perfect using the verb have and then a verb in the third form. So you heard Rich say, I have bought this fantastic Aston Villa bread press. He said, I have bought.
We're using the present perfect to describe something that has happened recently, that has just happened. Imagine that I'm watching Liverpool play Arsenal on TV. Jack goes to the toilet and then comes back.
What's happened? Have I missed anything?
Liverpool have scored twice and Arsenal have had a man sent off.
Really?
No, nothing's happened. It's still 0-0.
In that dialogue, there were five examples of the present perfect. Listen again to the dialogue and see if you can hear all five. What's happened? Have I missed anything?
Liverpool have scored twice and Arsenal have had a man sent off.
Really?
No, nothing's happened. It's still 0-0.
A more difficult phrase from earlier was when I was talking about Rich's new bread press and I said that it was one of the most pointless things I've ever seen.
Here, Jack is using the present perfect to talk about something that he has seen for the first time. We often use never and ever with the present perfect. We use never in positive sentences to mean something that's negative, and we use ever to ask questions.
I might say, I've never been to Russia, or have you ever eaten sushi?
And to emphasise something even more, we often use a superlative form. So you could say, the best. That's the best goal I've ever seen.
I also used a superlative and the present perfect when I was talking about that bread press. I said, it's one of the most pointless things I've ever seen.
All right, don't go on about it. If you want to practice this language a little bit more, we've got some activities and examples further down this page. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And it's used to describe something that lasts a long time, so there's no point in using all of your energy straight away. The Premier League season is a marathon, not a sprint. So Manchester City may have started fast, but who knows what will happen later in the season.
A special well done to Lubomir and Alex from Ukraine. You were the only listeners to get the phrase right last week. It was definitely a difficult one.
This week's phrase is to... This phrase has got two words, and outside of football, the phrase means to return to our house. You might say to your friend after the cinema, "Shall we go for something to eat?" Or in football, the expression is more idiomatic. The second word in the phrase means the net or the goal, and the first word is the part of your body that sits on your shoulders. To means to score a goal with this part of your body.
Wow, you got there in the end, Jack.
It was quite a complicated definition. Let's see if anyone can get it right. A bit of a disaster on our predictions last week, Rich.
Yeah, I went for a draw between Spurs and Manchester City. You went for a Manchester City win, and so did over 80% of our listeners.
So, no points for anybody this week. So you're still winning, Rich, going into the international break?
Of course, there are no Premier League matches this weekend, but we'll be back with another prediction in next week's podcast. And we'll take a look at how Premier League players perform while they're away with their countries.
Right. That's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.